item to confirm the provisional appointment of a probation director.
Yeah, thank you. So as you're aware, Cheryl Crocker retired over the summer. We're very thankful that her deputy, Craig Pomplis, who is in the back, has indicated a willingness to serve as director. Now, the reason that this is worded a little bit differently as provisional appointment that you normally don't see for department heads is this is one of the only per state civil service department head positions that you have that are that is competitive and tested. We work with personnel. Why you didn't get this back in July after Cheryl retired is because we had to go through the civil service process, put out a canvas. Thankfully, Mr. Pomplis is the was the only applicant. And, you know, I think Cheryl has worked a long time to, you know, for succession planning to get Craig up to speed. We've been working close together for a lot of years now. He's certainly ready, willing, and able to take on the role. It does require him at some point to take a civil service test, but sure, he'll do great with that. At that point, it would become a permanent appointment. But until that time, that's why it's worded provisional, because it's pending the civil service test. Certainly recommend it.
I'll move it.
There's a second?
Second.
Questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Need a motion to adjourn.
Great. Thank you. Well, if you have a couple minutes for discussion, one item's come up and I've talked to the chair about it. I was recently approached, and we don't need a decision today, but it's a show called Viewpoint by Dennis Quaid. They are, it's a company that produces educational and promotional material for corporations, organizations, governments, those sorts of things. They have presented a concept that for a $30,000 production cost, because their teams would be flying in from Florida, they would record approximately a 15-minute educational video that would air. They talked about 400 airings between public broadcasting, public TV, and then also they would produce a one-minute commercial that would air about 400 times on cable news, cable television, and we would retain the rights to any of the material that is created, to the videos, to post on our website, those sort of things. It's interesting. I talked to Jamie Johnson, I talked to the Conference and Visitors Bureau, and they were, you know, honestly lukewarm about it. If you Google it, you'll see goods and bads about, you know, whether it's worth the investment, not worth the investment, but it was something different that has never been put across my desk. I, you know, wanted to do the due diligence, talk to Kelly about it just to get the information. But something to, you know, think about. Could certainly use room tax funds if you wanted to take a look at that. It's a different kind of thing, but
the video is about.
Yeah, what is it?
So they would, it's essentially highlighting the area, why Steuben County is a good place to start a business, work, live, visit, those sort of things. It's about educating the public about what Steuben County is all about. So they would want to talk to some people at Corning Incorporated. They want to talk to some small businesses. They would want to talk to wineries, breweries, get video of that, talk to Corning Incorporated, K-12 schools, like highlight why this is a good place to live and work.
We don't do that now.
Well, so Conference and Visitors Bureau has some of that. They have more of why to come here, but we don't really have a professionally, we've never done a professionally developed marketing campaign with video for the county.
Jack, who did you say? You said the Viewpoint by
Dennis Quaid. He hosts it. The actor
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
yeah.
He hosts it and narrates it.
I felt like it was intriguing enough for us to do a little exploration into what it is. I would think that the target market on it is a little bit different than our tourism type videos. And I thought if we looked at what they would do versus our comprehensive plan, is there a way that we can match up something with that? I just thought it was worth exploring before we just gave them a flat out no or considered it.
Is there any type of political twist to it?
No, not to my understanding.
Not at all.
No. And we, if you Google it, we have a one-page engagement letter that they sent that I've sent to Craig and Andy from a purchasing standpoint. It's one of those where we retain editorial control, but if you look online, it's a little nuanced about the editorial control. But no, it's really about here's beautiful video of Steuben County and some of the people and yeah. what makes it unique.
Which is the good stuff. You said there's good and bad. What bad did you see?
Some of the bad that I saw was the ROI, return on investment, that, you know, it does cost $30,000. And, you know, some companies that engaged were wondering if it was worth that. But the retaining of the footage, I think, is, you know, because we can keep that on our website for years. You know, that's something meaningful, I think.
Check it out.
Hilda.
So we have great videos that the Conference of Visitors Bureau has done.
Put your microphone on.
But what's the audience that this would go to?
So it would be nationwide on public broadcasting. So, you know, the target audience are, you know, people who watch, you know, mainly PBS and then cable for the commercial aspect, for people who watch cable TV.
Because we've also done Darley's Travel. Mm-hmm. There's been two or three of those that we've done mm-hmm. for PBS also. So, and they're out there. They play over and over again.
Yep.
I don't know.
I know one company's having trouble recruiting people to this area.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked why. And they said, well, one of the biggest things is we're not close enough to the city. See, they like to be able to go to a Broadway play or something like that. And they consider us out in the sticks too far. So maybe, you know, you get the right people that like the Finger Lakes area and stuff. Mm-hmm. It might intrigue them. They may be living in California or something, but they're looking for different.
Yeah, I think we'd highlight, I mean, you know, we all lament about New York and what and Albany, but it's still an affordable place to live. It's not the housing prices of California.
Yeah.
Jack, are there other counties use it?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I'd like to look at that and look at Viewpoint and see before I.
So, okay. So bring it back in October, admin for discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else, Jack? Need a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We're adjourned.